У меня перепала доля проповедовать.
I have a chance to preach.
Когда Андрея нет,
when Andre's not here, it's okay.
Бог мне даст силы и откровение.
And revelation.
Yes. Знаете, я просто хочу поговорить то, что в моем сердце уже долго-долго лежит, и то, что я прошу Бога, и каждый раз, когда я общаюсь с Ним, это у меня внутри.
Him, it's inside of me.
Это то, что мы должны, знаете, перейти из нашей реальности перейти в реальность Бога.
Reality, как он мыслит, знаете,
мы должны как бы расширить наше прозрение, наше понятие,
horizons,
кто есть Бог и на что Он способен.
And what he's able to do.
And who we are.
Who are you?
Я, знаете, когда я стала глубже вникать, общаться с Богом, и я больше и больше начала понимать,
God,
как ты, как бы, и даже переживать,
more,
even,
что кто есть Бог, и кто я.
Знаете, и моя тема называется
and
«Жизнь в
реальности
Бога». Потому что, знаете,
because,
у нас у каждого
know,
есть своя реальность, у нас у каждого
reality,
есть свой мир,
world,
то, что мы верим, то, что мы не верим, и иногда Бог туда приходит или пытается
всунуться, знаете, мы не можем туда приходить. Allow him some parts. We say, okay, we let you in here. This is what I give you, the territory I give you, and this is the space. And sometimes, you know, he starts doing some things, and you're shocked, and I don't understand this, Lord. We weren't discussing this. What is this? And you have a ton of questions.
I know that God wants, and
right now He's not even asking us what He wants to do and what reality He wants to take us in. And within time, we see that He is like pulling us into His reality where He is, where He lives. And I say, Lord, pull us into Your reality. Just
а как еще?
How else?
Мы еще будем одно или еще очередное столетие сидеть и
just sit for another 100 years,
чтобы Бог начал двигаться.
Asking God to come and fast and pray.
Так, как Он хочет, как мы хотим.
But we want God to move how we understand and how we want. But He's totally different. He understands, of course. He has different thoughts and moves differently, like we think. And for us to step into His reality, not Him into our reality, but we into His reality, and for us to live there and to abide. In there, in his reality. Let's read Exodus 1, the very first word in the Bible, where everything started in the beginning. Genesis 1, 26. Genesis 1:26. So God created man in His own image. In the image and likeness of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And then God said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. You know, I like this. God has created a human being in His own image and in His own likeness. So when He created a human being, the human being was created to think and to act like God thinks and acts.
Amen?
Amen?
Не так, как мы хотим.
Not like we
да,
want.
Грех,
yes.
Когда мы согрешили, когда грех пошел, да, мы потеряли, но Бог сейчас
when we sinned, when the fall of man happened, yeah, we lost that, but God wants to return us there.
Either
you want it or not, this is why Jesus came onto this earth, to redeem us, to connect us with the Father, to redeem us, to take us back into that reality, into the atmosphere where we fell from, where we were created. He said,
сотворим человека по образу нашему и по подобию нашему.
Man in his in our image and likeness, and let them have dominion over the creatures and over the earth.
Какая твоя позиция?
I want to ask you, what is your position right now?
Владычество?
What do you own and possess? What do you have dominion over?
Знаете,
what is in your life?
Дьявол, что
you know what the devil did? He made us slaves.
Рабами
slaves
всего.
Of everything.
Мы как, знаете,
we are
мы как бедные,
we're like these poor,
атаки,
meek things. There's always attacks. Everything that we do, we take this position of a...
Не оппозиции,
we're
а
not defending ourselves. Or, we're not attacking.
Обороны, да.
There is no defense. You hide.
And
we hide, and we have this position
of somebody who's being tortured.
We have not been placed in that position. That is not our where we were created. No matter what situation comes into your life, problem or situations that you think, what should I do? And right away, instead of taking up this position, taking back the land and fight, and you say, you're supposed to say, I know the answer. I am the ruler of this earth. I have dominion over everything, over all the situations, not only earthly things, but also heavenly things. And that's when we will see things changing in our lives, transforming. And you will see that you will take things into your situations, into your lives, and you will no longer say, Lord, fix something, do something. What is happening? And the Lord says, what are you doing about it? Why don't you take the situation into your own hands, take control over it, start moving. Put some action into it. Don't be this, you know, position where you're always hiding. And you know what? From the very beginning, we were created to be in God's atmosphere, in His reality. And then, what happened? The fall of man and humanity, with every generation, with every century, would degrade and get worse and worse and worse. And we have lost our way, and we are lost who we are. And I'm shocked, and sometimes you watch and see things through the heart of God when He lets you experience that. I don't know, I'm shocked, and I start crying out to God and say, Lord, return us to the very beginning where we were created, where everything began at, the source of it all. We are the likeness and the image of our God, church. We are His image and likeness. We're not dust in the wind that nobody needs, you know? We're not dust in the wind. We are the image and the likeness of God. What reality and atmosphere you want to live? Just ask yourself this question. What reality you want to live in?
A
reality of problems where there's no way out, where you're constantly trying to find a way out and you're clueless? You're asking for somebody to pray for you, to lay their hands upon you, or you take a situation, you take the scripture, what the Bible says about it. This is our compass on our way. And you're searching, what does God say about me and about the situation? Where should I be now? A lot of us, most of us, we choose our own reality, choose problems, and start doing certain things that God never said to do. And then when God comes into our lives, we no longer believe because we have been, immersed into our own things, into our own reality that... we say it's hard. I can't comprehend this. Often we create our own reality around us, our own atmosphere, and it's hard for us to believe into what God does. We create our own reality around us in our own atmosphere. And when God starts to move, it's hard for us to believe into the things that He does. You know, just like I, for instance, I speak to some people, and it's hard for them to believe in what God does, even when He heals people, when He does maybe small wonders, nothing grand. It's hard for them to believe it and ask Him why. Why? I mean, it is written in the Bible, Jesus did it, God always done it, the disciples did it. You know why? Because we have been immersed so much into our busy everyday lives, into the reality of this world and what it presents us with, what the world tells us, what the world dictates us. That this is not possible, and it has led us astray from the reality of God. And once God starts to do things, we have doubts, we have unbelief, and where there's unbelief, God cannot move, no matter how hard He tries. That is why we cry out to God and say, Lord, move, I want to see more of You. But at the back of our head, we have this, really? Even if He does not move, it's fine. Of course, it'd be better if He moved. And you know what? We can't even make up our mind. What do we want? Let's just make this decision once and for all, for God to move in our lives, to move through our lives, that I will live in His reality, where there is nothing impossible. Church, often we think that the way we think, this is how God thinks. The way what we think God should move, that's how He moves. Absolutely not. Totally not the way. That is why He comes with diamonds, with all the other things that He does to show us that He's totally different than we imagine. He is totally different. Often I think, wow, I have finally imagined God. This is how He moves. And all of a sudden He does something completely different. And I sit there and I say, Lord, I just got used to what you were doing then. And now you're doing something totally different. He doesn't ask us. And by doing all of this, He says, stop thinking the way you're thinking, putting me in these boxes. Give me an opportunity. He tells me, Svet, can I please just take you into my reality? Just let me do it. To show you what I am able to do and what you're able to do. Why are you constantly pointing fingers and showing me how to move and telling me how I am? Just shut your mind off. Our earthly mentality, our understanding, it is in the way. It's a barrier for God to move in our lives and in the lives of others and around us. It is in the way. It's like a barrier. We just need to shut it off. We read what is written in the Bible, and we are amazed. We're in awe. We love the Bible. We love the Bible. Bible, you know, it's awesome. But why don't we live like the Bible says? Why aren't we moving what is written in the Bible? How other people were moving in the reality that was written back then. We're in awe. We're amazed. And a lot of people have made their Bible something so holy. Something, it's like the book itself. Like, you can't wave it. You can't drop it. But how about living what is written inside? Not a lot of people. You know, numbered people live by the Bible, by what is written in the Word. And the Word, it is written that God, Jesus came to let us out, to show us His reality, His kingdom, how He thinks, how He moves. He came to show it to us and for us to move after Him and follow Him. What do we do? We've created religions, traditions, denominations, and traditions, and Christianity has stopped. And I understand, I can just imagine the heart of God when He sees all of this, and when He finds someone who's hungry, you know, He pours out everything upon him for all the, you know, centuries, you know, everything has been held back. And then when God finds somebody who's hungry, He just pours it all out. When hundreds and thousands of people raise up those that search for Him, for His life, for His reality, I can just imagine what God will do upon this earth. I believe that then He will come for His bride, because there's people that are hungry for Him, for His reality upon this earth, church. There's nothing impossible for Him. I read in the Bible, when you read and then when you receive a revelation of what you read, and your whole being explodes, your spirit explodes, your mind starts to just release the smoke because it's overloaded, you know? All this information comes, and God wants to take us to another level, unto His level. We are not pulling God onto our level, and we're not dictating Him how He should move in our lives. What we don't understand, Lord, we weren't talking about this. I don't understand this. This is too extreme. This is too hot for me. No, Lord, you can't do it like that. Lord wants to move the way He wants to move. I know, and I believe that in these last days that He's not even going to ask us. And that is why I am asking each and every one of you, for your hearts, for your lives, to be ready to search for Him, because right now it's very easy to totally miss it, to miss what He's doing. You've missed a day or two in His presence. You've lost years. You've lost years. That is why it is very important to hold on to Him. Maybe you not understand all the way. You're all shaking and trembling. Lord, I don't understand this. Lord, what is this? What am I going through? What is this? He is breaking you. He is breaking your understanding, your imagination, your way of seeing God and how He moves. Why? When Jeremy was saying that when a person grows fast, your body starts hurting. You have, I don't even know how to say it in Russian properly, but same thing with God. He wants you to take it to a different level, because time is short. Time is running out. How long are we going to wait? The time has come. You know, the time of harvest came. The time of His glory has come. And God is pouring out His power. Just hold on to Him. Just hold on. Not after a person. Don't hold on to any human being. You know, the Bible says accursed is anyone who places his trust in a man. We have to trust God, be dependent only on Him. That is when we will receive and understand what He is doing with our spirit, Now, with our mind will give us a ton of questions, but our spirit will know and understand and comprehend. Only when you hold on to Him, when you will be with Him and you will follow Him. You know how the Bible, people say that if you're spiritual, you try to comprehend everything, and often things are, are hard to understand. And you know, the devil also might stick in a fake somewhere, he might try to imitate God, but your spirit, your discernment will tell you that that is not it, that is not God. So be spiritual, search for His face, you know, have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with God, to know and to feel where God is, how He's moving, to comprehend and to discern what He is going to do right now, what He wants to do right now. You know, sometimes we get into the situations where we minister to someone, and right away we might have panic and fear. We don't know what should we do. What do we do now? What do I do? Do you have a revelation? Do you have a revelation on what we're doing? No, I don't know what we're doing. And we're just clueless, and we have no idea what to do. Just search for His face, feel Him, what His voice is saying in these days, what He wants to do. I go through this and still go through it. I am still always learning to hear His whispers, His loud voice. If you miss God's loud voice, I don't know. You know, I understand sometimes you might miss a whisper, but if God is crying out and says, wake up, O sleeper, rise up, and you're sleeping, then that is a problem. You know what? Start crying out to God. Say, Lord, clear out my spiritual ears so I can hear You and follow You. Why we don't know where to go? Because we're blind. Why we don't hear? Because we are deaf, spiritual deaf. And God is here to open up our spiritual senses, our ears, our eyes. And He wants to do it, church. Believe me, it doesn't matter what is in your life. Often, fear holds us back. Often, our, our fake humbleness or wrong way of the way we humble ourselves. No. You know, how can God move through me when I have these thoughts, or maybe I've had an argument with a friend or something like that, or there's some sort of sin in the back of my head? How can God possibly take me in? You know, I know, we're people. Sometimes we, ministry or services end, and we leave, and we drive home, and we might have arguments, and then this condemnation comes and condemns us, and we think that, oh, we lost it. You know what? Ask for forgiveness and move on. Ask for forgiveness and go into His presence. He's waiting for you there. He's waiting for you. He wants to have fellowship with you and reveal to you that revelation that maybe He has not given to anybody else yet. And we think, who am I? Who am I? What do I think of myself? Church. That is a lie of the devil. That is a lie of the devil. He wants to confuse us and tell us, no, this is not for you. To move in His glory and to be in His atmosphere is not for you. You're too simple. You're just a regular Joe. You know what? Look at that person. He went through all these things. He paid a price. And who are you? You know? That is the lie of the devil. Every one of us, we have our own school that we go through. Everyone goes through their own seasons, through schools and learning. And whatever one person goes through, you're not going to go through that. And what you're going through, the other person cannot handle either. That's why each and every one of us, we have our own thing. That's why we shouldn't look at it. Other people just move in what God tells us. And don't let this condemnation hold us back, because honestly it holds back Christians. If you say you're nobody, nobody special, that's why we see people that sit on their chairs, they have potential, and they're just bombs, great explosive bombs of glory and of God, and they're just sitting there and they're thinking that they're just a regular grenade. And the devil fears us, church. He fears us. He knows that if you will raise up, if you will understand and comprehend who you are and what has been invested inside of you, that's it. He lost it all. That's it. He will need to hide. That is why he is holding us back with this lack of knowledge and these lies. Someone might say that maybe I'm not so young, I am older, and I've lived through it all. You know what? Believe me, within your last 2 years of your life, you can accomplish so much.
который даже молодой может,
that might maybe not even a young person might not even accomplish through his whole life. I'm serious.
Поэтому не позволяйте всяким этим мыслям дьявола, я знаю, который дает нам, что мы не способны на что-то. И мы всегда смотрим на какого-то человека, и мы ожидаем
от него
что-то. Он будет двигаться, а мы будем за ним следовать.
Стадо баранов. Just like a herd of sheep.
Мы индивидуальны.
No, we're individuals. Each and every one of us, we're individuals that God will move through, and He wants to move through and spread His reality. His atmosphere. This is us. This is you and me. This is you and me. And not just, oh Lord, come, come. Yes, we're asking God to come. He comes.
We get,
you know, saturated with His glory, and we're supposed to carry it and spread it out, not for just to be here like a cloud. And then when we leave, it stays. No, it follows us. But if you don't believe into yourself, if you don't believe in what you can do, yeah, the glory stays behind. That, what you're supposed to carry upon your life, it remains here, or it falls upon somebody else, those that are hungry. That is why, church, just understand who you are, just the image and the likeness of our God, our Creator, Creator of the universe. You are the image and the likeness. You're not dust.
Мы настолько слились с этим миром,
we have been infiltrated with this world and the reality of this world that it's hard for us to believe into what God does. It's hard to believe. And often, even right now,
I know, even right now, that, you know,
such awesome things are coming that no eyes have seen or ear has heard. And believe me, people, in this place, you will see how it happens. Someone will walk through walls. Believe me. Church, believe me, I've seen it. This is God's reality, not our reality. Our reality, you're going to go and you're going to hit the wall and you get a bump on your head. But God's reality is walk through matter, through a wall. How is that? That's quantum physics. How is that? How are you feeling that? For somebody is getting weird things. Maybe not understanding things, you know, you're sparking, wires are overloading. How do you think God is moving? What is your understanding? What are you thinking? How God is moving?
Наше понятие, что Бог не может, этого не может. Да, для нашего разума, мышления,
for our mind, for understanding, maybe it's not possible.
Ходить по воде.
To walk on water. How is that?
Смотри, придется необходимость.
What if you will need to go somewhere. For instance, we're going somewhere. And we have to walk through water. There's nothing that you could go on. You can't walk. It's deep. What do we do? Walk on water.
I know
situations will come. Maybe not with everyone, but it will happen where you will need to take that step, the step of faith. You have to drop all of the fear out. Because you will sink if you have any fear. Peter.
Это его реальность.
Это его реальность.
Он, знаете, почему он все это делал в Библии?
He did all of that in the Bible. So for us, when we will read it, we will start believing into it. And he told his disciples, "You will do what I did and even more." What? Fly? Yeah. I don't know. Transported? Yeah. All of these things happened. We've heard about these things.
Это и Божья реальность.
That is God's reality.
Мы духовные существа.
We are spiritual beings on the inside.
Нам это тело дало,
this body is just, just for this life, for this world, for this atmosphere, for this surrounding. But God wants to take us into His reality, what He can.
He said,
if you shall have faith as small as a mustard seed, it's the smallest of seeds, if you will tell this mountain to move, it will. We're always thinking, our mind is thinking. It's God, Jesus was talking about a problem here or a situation, it will move. I will command this problem to leave and it will. God was speaking, Jesus was speaking probably about a mountain. You know, he said, it will move if you will have faith. It will move. It is his reality. I believe. Again, that we will move. I mean, for instance, we'll be going somewhere and there's a mountain in the way. We will tell it to move and it will. And the mountain will move. And we'll move on. There is nothing impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for you. There are no limits, no boundaries of what we can do. Mark 4.
Марка 4 глава, 37 стих.
Mark 4:37. Поднялась великая буря. And a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions arose, and the waves kept beating into the boat so that it was already becoming filled. But he himself was in the stern of the boat, asleep on the leather cushion. And they woke him up somewhere at the front of the boat. And they woke him up and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? That is the reality of disciples at that moment. That was their reality. That's it. The boat is sinking. There's a storm. There are waves. They are sinking. And they're saying, Jesus, why are you sleeping? Wake up. Don't you care that we're perishing? You're going to go down to the bottom of the sea with us. Wake up. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush now, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was immediately a great calm. I can just imagine their reaction. He said to them, Why are you so timid and fearful? Why are you fearful? He said, Wow, they have been with me for such a long time now, and it's about time for them to get used to this and to understand if I'm with them, then it's all good. They shouldn't be fearful or worried. Even if this boat sinks, I will bring it back up to the surface. How long are they going to be fearful? How is that you have no faith? How is it that you have no faith? He was shocked. How is that? I have been with you all this time, and you're still fearful. And they were filled with great awe and feared exceedingly and said one to another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And again, they were with him, they saw the signs and wonders, and Jesus did something that they have not seen before. They were in awe of what Jesus did. He stopped this wind, the sea.
And you know,
by doing this, he showed that you can do the same. You can move. I saw. I'm sure that each and every one of us know that we can change the weather. Sometimes I laugh when I say, you know, when they promise us, the newscasters, the weathermen, they say it's going to rain. And then on Saturday, you're thinking, wow, sunny. Somebody's probably having a wedding. They were praying for sun. You know, there's enough faith. Imagine if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Imagine when you really need the sunshine, for instance. That's a serious matter. You're getting married and it's raining and you say, Lord, I believe all this hair and the dress and all the pictures are all going to be messed up if it's raining. And next thing you know, it's sunny on Saturday. As soon as the wedding is over, it's raining again. That's our faith. You know, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. Church. God is showing us that we have to live in His reality and move towards it. Go towards it. Not to look at the surroundings and what the situations tell us, what the world is telling us, religion, or the opinion of people, opinion of men, something that we might be used to. We have to look at Him, commune with Him. Why is there all these questions and doubts? Why is it that we don't know what God is doing? Because we don't know Him. He is the source of it all.
Или мы настолько упертые?
Or we are so stubborn. So stubborn. Бог уже показывает нам. God is showing us and tells us, gives us dreams and visions.
И мы все равно упираемся.
And we're always stubborn. Still stubborn. Say, Lord, I don't understand.
Господь разводит руками, говорит, ну.
Lord just spreads out his hands and says, what else do you need?
Как говорится, просите, я отвечу.
How it is written, ask and it shall be given, knock and it shall be opened for you. If you don't understand, then you're not asking. You don't want to understand.
И потом, когда что-то происходит,
and then when something happens, you say, Lord,
Господь, я тебе давал.
And the Lord says, I was giving you revelations, I was showing you, where were you?
Ты где был?
Were you listening?
И когда кто-то получил что-то, что-то увидел или еще что-то, ты стоишь вот так вот с руками.
And you're standing there.
Я знаю за себя тоже.
You know, I'm speaking about myself also.
Поэтому церковь, мы должны искать его, искать его лица.
That is why church, we have to search for his face, search him out.
Знаете, только из этого будет происходить эти вещи. Только если мы не будем
out of that source things happen. If we don't spend time with him, and do what he does, we will not be able to live in his reality, in his atmosphere. We have our own. God wants to take us out of the reality of this world, of this understanding, what is able, what is not. You know, for us as humans, we are not of this world. When you are born from above, that's it. The Spirit of God is in the inside of you. You are not of this world, especially big things, supernatural things.
Бог хочет вывести нас из этого мира, перевести нас в свою реальность.
Как Он выводил Израиль. Just like He led the children of Israel. He took them out of slavery,
тому, чему они привыкли,
the things that they were used to, and He was leading them into the promised land, where there was supernaturally milk and honey, where His promises were, where His glory, where His presence was. He wants to take each and every one of us, our people, I will say the whole Christianity, take us out from the slavery, of religion, of busy lives, Egypt, things where you constantly slave and you work and you never have time to commune with Him. You're always busy. He wants to take you out of that. He wants to pull you out of that. I know that even we read about Israel, how many times they were doubting and wanted to go back, and sometimes we're the same way. If we don't understand something, we want to go back into the comfort zone. Maybe, well, it was hard, but at least it was comforting. And God looks at it and says, just wait, just live through this discomfort, through all of these things. It will be better for you. I am taking you into the better things. Just trust me.
Often we you know,
take a look back from side to side,
and maybe
we don't understand what God is doing, where He's leading us. It was so good, wasn't it? It was so good. There was a word. Such great fellowship. What about now? I don't know anybody. Atmosphere is different. You know, all of these drawbacks, all of these things, God takes us through things when He takes us into something new, into His own reality, into His own things. And we have to go through this. We have to live through it.
Не роптать,
not complain,
не оглядываться назад,
and not look back,
а вперед,
but go forward.
Вперед.
Forward, church.
Поверьте,
believe me.
Впереди намного лучше,
it's much better if you go forward than back. There are greater things yet to come than there were.
Мы все, знаете, Бог, как что Бог видит иначе. Он видит,
you know,
все
like
по-другому.
I said, God sees things differently.
У нас, как бы, иногда я сама себя ловлю на том, что...
I catch myself that I think this way, like I'm thinking, how should I say it? I figure out a situation in my life, for instance, and this is how I get out of it. And all of a sudden, God does something completely different. And I sit there and say, Lord, again, I start to get used to that, too. I start to say, Lord, I'm in your hands. I trust you. Whatever you want to do, I'm open to it all. When we move that way, I believe that God, He says, okay. How should I say this? For instance, when you're working with a person. For instance, you come to a hair salon and that person says, do whatever you want. Cut it the way you want. Do whatever you want with it. I know that the stylist, those that are stylists, hair stylists, they get excited because that way they get to express themselves and do whatever they want. That's the best way. And the same way with God. We say, Lord, do whatever you want, whatever you see, how you want it. I believe he goes, ooh, finally, I do whatever I want. Praise to me.
Вот я сейчас сделаю.
I'm going to do it now.
Потом, когда он начинает что-то делать.
And then once you start doing something, you say, what?
Где мои волосы?
Where's my hair?
Где моя прическа старая?
Where's my hair? Where's my old
знаете,
hairstyle?
Мы начинаем паниковать.
And we start to panic.
Что такое? Потому
what
что
is
что-то
that? Because
новое,
change
что
is coming,
ты...
something new, something
когда
you're not
сказал,
used to.
Делай, что
when you said, do whatever
понятие.
You want,
как он, как хочешь,
you
то,
knew
я.
That he's going to do whatever he wants.
Меня,
but...
Он же знает, что как я хочу.
And by saying that, you're probably thinking he's going to do what I like because he understands what I like and he knows what I like.
And
the same way when we receive something, maybe something that we didn't expect because, you know what, he does whatever he wants, so just be careful when you say, do whatever you want, God.
Имейте значение, когда вы говорите, Господь, делай, что хочешь.
If you say, Lord, do whatever you want in my life, in the life of my family, in the church, for instance, do whatever,
just
understand that he will do whatever he wants. Not like we maybe think he should or he will.
Порой, да, у нас у самих тоже...
Often, yes, we...
Как теперь?
We have doubts, and then you get used to it. And then there's a new level, and you have something to get used to. And little by little, God takes us into his reality. We start to think differently, move differently. We already say,
wow,
yeah, we can do this. This is possible. I don't know about this, but we shall see. You know, we have to think the right way.
Мы все фильтруем через наш разум.
We filter everything through our mind, through our head, and our mind cannot comprehend the reality of God and how He moves. God moves differently in a new way every day. One time I was asking God, Lord, how is that? How do you move? I had questions. How do you move? You said, I make all things new. So, yeah, good. You make things new. And then I remember I was worshiping him, and God showed me, you know, at the same time, you could speak and see a vision, you know, when you're in his presence. And he showed me, you see, right now I'm moving. Yeah. All of a sudden, I can't even tell you what speed that was, the speed of light or whatever. He went the other way. And I, in my spirit, I got used to this. With this, I accepted that. He started moving the other way. And I said, Lord, that is not fair. I can't catch up. And he told me, you know what? You asked me how to move. This is how I move. And the church, imagine. You know, they've been stuck for thousands of years on the same level. And in the meantime, Jesus, or God, has been making turns right and left all over the place, and he's been moving, and the church is barely moving. In one direction, and next thing you know, God is moving the other direction. But God is a merciful God. He understands us. He waits for us. And you know what he does? I think that he draws lines for us to follow, like steps, which way, arrows. You know, he leaves us his footprints, and we follow him.
Он не может нас ждать.
He can't really wait for us that long. He moves.
Знаете, по-новому каждую минуту, каждую секунду.
Every second.
Вот. Бог хочет перевести нас
God wants to take us to a new level.
На новый уровень его славы.
And the new level of his glory. New level of faith. I believe in the last days God will raise up the people of faith like never before. I'm serious. I feel it. I believe.
You know,
when we have faith, church, when we have this the spirit of faith, such awesome things will happen that never happened before. Why? We can't move because we have no faith. Or we're moving as far as we have faith.
Imagine.
Just check yourself. How much faith you have? You know, how far you move, that's how much faith you have. God wants to broaden our faith. Faith comes from what? From hearing, and hearing is from the Word.
We just have to, you know,
immerse ourselves into the Word and say, Lord, just multiply my faith, make it grow so I can move. Mark, Matthew 21. Matthew 21, 18. In the early dawn, the next morning, as he was coming back to the city, he was hungry. As he saw one single leafy fig tree above the roadside, he went to it, and he found nothing but leaves on it. Seeing that in this fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves, and he said to it, "Never again shall fruit grow on you," and the fig tree withered at once again. Disciples saw it, they marveled greatly and asked, "How is it that the fig tree has withered away all at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believe, you will receive." So everything that you ask for with faith, the spirit of faith, you have to have the spirit of faith just to rest upon each and every one of you, for God to raise up this generation of faith, people that will have this faith, the spirit of faith that shall move. When we have the spirit of faith, signs, wonders, His glory. You see a person standing, and you see he's closed up, and often we see and we feel that on the inside you have this faith. You know this faith that he will repent and come to God, and you have this assuredness on the inside. You know. And what do? Often we think, what can I possibly do? And you get doubts in, and you just, you know, shut that little voice inside of you and just leave. You know what? You have to have faith and this brave spirit. You know, a lot of things of what holds back Christians sometimes is fear and doubts to move in God. This is something new. Maybe you've never felt before and you're fearful of that. How? What's going to happen if it's not going to work out? Nothing. No big deal. Don't worry about it. You'll say, for instance, on the inside, you have a voice that tells you, come out, get a microphone and say this. Or a prayer, or a word. And you're, Lord, what if it's not going to work out? What if I made this up? And often we lose these revelations, we lose this. And God wants to deliver something through you into the spirit realm. And God will move. And by our fear and doubts and shyness, we close those doors. It says that in love there is no fear, and God is love. Amen? God does not want... God doesn't want to scare us by what He does. He doesn't want to scare us. When you know Him, you're even happier when you see His things. You see His deeds. Your spirit is rejoicing. It's leaping in the inside of you. It's dancing, the dance of joy. And finally, I saw what I felt. Our spirit on the inside, it is joyful. God wants to stretch us, stretch our understanding of who He is, and take us from our old way of thinking into a new way, into new. He is so deep that there is no bottom in Him. He is so high that there is no border. That's how God is. If you were thinking that God is the way you imagine Him, you're wrong. Till this day, we're still finding out about God, who He is. And sometimes, of course, I get discouraged, but I believe, and I say, Lord, You're the best, it's all good. Why? Why do we get discouraged? Because we have our own understandings about Him, who He is. That is why some people leave.
От Бога уходит с церквей.
They leave churches,
потому что они как бы представили его
таким. They've imagined him
this way. Совсем другого. И они, Господь, ну они как бы они не знают.
And they say, Lord, and they don't know. They're not. They're gone. That's why it's sad when people leave and they slide back. And you know what? Everybody has their way that they go through, and God does not leave them. And you know, He maybe has to take him through this route. And even right now, what you know about God, you have to leave it behind.
То, что ты сейчас получил, и то, что ты
what you've received right now, a revelation, you have to leave it behind and move on.
Это будет тебе
because that will prevent you from moving forward.
То, что сейчас происходит в твоей
жизни. What is happening
right
now in your life, for instance.
Ты должен это оставить.
You have to leave it behind.
Том, что ты получил.
Stuck on it and the things that you have received, because that stops us. Again, that is an occasional limit and occasional religion. We have to move forward. Thank God, praise Him for what He's doing, and move forward. Don't get stuck on what we've seen.
Why we see denominations?
Откуда взялись
деноминации?
Where did denominations come from?
Движение Духа Святого пришло.
Move of the Holy Spirit came.
Все, они на этом зациклились.
And they've been stuck on it.
И потом мы остановились. Потом сейчас неохота, чтобы была очередная деноминация камней.
We don't want an occasional denomination
золото,
of rocks.
Или еще чего-то. Мы идем дальше.
Or something else.
Мы
you know what?
Дальше,
we're moving
это.
Further. Church.
Мы славим за это Бога.
We praise
мы
God for all the awesome gemstones and all the things
дальше.
That He pours out on us, but we're moving
новое, невидимое. Это и мы идем вперед. Поэтому поверьте, и значит, что для каждого из нас просто доверьтесь ему.
So just trust them.
Имейте это просто дух Божий.
Have the Spirit of God inside of you.
Призываю вас.
Have fellowship with Him, and I'm asking you.
Искать Его лица, искать Его атмосферу, жить в Его
Search for His presence,
в Его реальности, мыслить как Он.
Just be like Him. We are moving in that direction.
It's not
going to happen overnight, church.
That
takes time. So don't get discouraged if maybe you haven't achieved something. Don't get discouraged. Keep going forward, forward. Don't stop.
Amen.
Amen.
Просто попросите его, скажите, Господь, дай мне твою реальность, дай мне твою, просто дай мне жить в твоей реальности, в твоей атмосфере. Открой мне себя, открой мне новые сферы. Просто скажи, Господь, я открываюсь. Делай, что хочешь. Ну, как приходишь, парикмахерскую, например, я просто время перевела. И скажешь, делай со мной, что хочешь. Открывай мой, я открываю свой дух. Пусть уйдут все лимиты, все ограничения
в моей жизни.
Пусть сотрется все, что когда-то я ставил какие-то планы, какие-то понятия, что-то я делал, какие-то лимиты. Пусть это все будет уничтожено. Потому что наш Бог, Он не Бог лимитов. Он не Бог ограничений. Он, знаете, Он творит все новое. Он творит все новое. Аллилуйя, Иисус.
Jesus.
Открой наши уши, открой
open our ears,
глаза,
open our eyes into your own reality, into your own atmosphere. Activate our spiritual senses. Take us to new heights in you. Don't let us stop at some point,
but
have the hunger to look for you and desire you. We love you and we want to follow you. We want to move with you. Wherever you are taking us, and not look to the left or the right. We are your children, and we were created in your image and your likeness. We were born from you, from your spirit. You gave birth to us. You gave birth to us. And we will do what you desire. We will do what you have done. We will not give up, but we'll continue to go forward. No matter what happens in our life, we will continue to follow you. You are a Father. You're a example. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We give you thanks. Take us higher. Take us higher. Take us higher, Lord, to new levels, new heights, out of our boundaries, out of our limits. We praise your name.
We give you thanks, Lord. You are God. We give you glory. I love you, Jesus. I lift you up, Jesus. Do great and mighty works in our midst. The things that you want to do. Let your plans come to pass. Let your plans come to pass. I know you hunger to move in this place in our lives, in the lives of the people. So we give you freedom to move. We are your children. Do the way you want it. Praise your name, Jesus.
Give him glory, church.
Hallelujah.